Yo, this is Axl Rose of Guns N' Roses.
Hey, this is Carmen Electra.
Hi, this is Daryl Strawberry.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
Hi, this is John Stallion.
Hey, yo, Hulk Hogan here.
What's up? This is Beyonce. I got a great show lined up for y'all.
Hey, yo, let's get this party started.
The Sports Beat.
You know what? Let's keep it hot.
The Sports Beat
is off the chain, man.
The Sports Beat.
Download the podcast now.
You're listening to The Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to yet another episode of the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge. This is a special episode of the Sports Beat, as this is going to be for the podcast audience only. If you subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, wherever you get your podcast, you will get some bonus content. This is the bonus content that you are getting. This is a special episode because as I approach my 800th episode, I want to go into detail on the state of the podcast, how the podcast came into existence, my broadcasting career in general, and where do I go from here. But let's go ahead and start just talking about how the podcast came into existence. First of all, when you hear the intro music to the podcast, that was courtesy of my lifelong friend JD Matthews. He was the producer on that, did a fantastic job. I know that I got some criticism from some people who listen to the podcast that said, you probably don't need to play that. You just need to go right into the show. So there was a time in the podcast, because I've had this for 4 years, where I would go directly to the show without doing the intro. Well, I got to give him credit for producing such a fine intro. I wanted to bring it back, so starting it in January 2024, I brought it back. You could hear it on the radio station. I think it's a fantastic intro, and he deserves all the credit in the world for that. The podcast is growing. I'm not only on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, I'm also on YouTube Live and Facebook Live, and that is really where the majority of my audience is, courtesy of StreamYard. I've had some amazing guests in the last couple of weeks, to include Jake Crane, Dave Plata, Matt Austin. I've had on the show John Nelson, Matt Stewart, Hannah Gooden. But the most popular episode by far, it has shattered records, is the Carver head baseball coach Michael Long Jr., also my broadcasting colleague on Georgia Alabama Sports Live. I do plan on having Coach Long on the show more often. He is wildly popular on the Sports Beat. While I'm doing the Sports Beat, I'm also doing the Georgia Alabama Sports Live show with Thrift Behringer. We air a show on Sunday nights and Wednesday nights. Because the conference championships are going a little bit late on Sunday, we will be airing a show Monday night. So you want to check that out. On Monday's show, I'm going to have Rod Peterson from the Rod Peterson Show. Also, I'm going to have Jack Patterson from WRBL. As we get ready for the Super Bowl, I want to rev this thing up. And I just love talking about sports. But I want to get real with you for a second, because some people say that I've been late to the game, that I didn't really care about any of this until, I don't know, 2020. Part of you are right. When I moved to Columbus in 2015, I didn't even know what the press box with Bobby Z was. I briefly heard the Sports Zone with Stephen Williams. I might have called into the station, I don't know. And then when Sports Unleashed with Bam and Reggie Reg came on the scene in 2019, I really started getting interested in sports talk radio, and that is when I auditioned for 95.7. Now, some of the players in the industry, which I consider broadcasting colleagues, love them to death. They are great people. Some of them have even been on my podcast. I know back in 2019, it seemed like they were the competition. I felt like I should be the one on the radio, but I never had that opportunity to be the one on the radio. Sometimes, and I'm going to use a golf reference in honor of Jonathan Shushky, aka Buckets, you got to play it as it lies. You got to get opportunities that's given to you. I always quote Josh Pate because I admire Josh Pate and his work ethic. He is one of the most recognizable broadcasters on a national scene in college football. And he once was interviewed on the On Your Sidelines podcast with Jack Patterson and Rex Castillo, where he said, your talent and your passion, they have to intersect. Not everybody can do what we do. The grind is a blessing. And I live by that philosophy because I do mirror my work ethic and the professionalism as a broadcaster to Josh Pate. That doesn't necessarily mean I'm trying to copy what Josh Pate is doing. He has a unique sound that nobody else is doing. The Late Kick podcast is original, and it originated here in Columbus, and I feel bad that I didn't even know about it until maybe 2021, but it's unfortunate because he's been in Columbus this whole time, and I could have at least listened to it, but it was just a different time back then, and I don't think I was in the mindset of getting back into the industry in 2017 and 2018. I think I was so focused on my job, and then I had two small children at the time, I didn't think that broadcasting would be an option. I actually thought that broadcasting passed me by. All right, let me go ahead and take a break. I'm going to gather my thoughts. You're listening to the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, special audio-only edition of the Sports Beat. This is episode 780, and this is exclusively for the Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio audience only. Like and subscribe to the podcast, and you get this bonus content. We'll be back with a quick commercial break, and then I'll have more thoughts. Stay to the podcast here on the Sports Beat.
Yeah! Stick around.
This is the show, and we're not going to change it.
Welcome back to the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live. I hope that you are having a great day. I am getting on this podcast to reflect back on the last 4 years and what it meant to me to have a radio show where I can have a platform to express my opinion and talk sports. This is something that I wanted to do ever since I was a kid. I actually started in journalism, but when I was in college, I was a broadcasting major, and the sports director sat in front of me in class and asked me if I wanted to call sports on the radio. And obviously, I couldn't pass up an opportunity like that, but when I called my first game, there were a lot of other broadcasters, and I wasn't necessarily the best broadcaster, but I enjoyed doing it. And I was a broadcasting major at Freed Hardeman. Year one, I was filling in for basketball games. I was the main play-by-play announcer for baseball. Baseball really was my first love. Basketball, I enjoyed doing as well. I just liked filling in whenever I could, whether it was play-by-play or color. It also led me to call high school football games on Friday nights. I went to an NAIA school that did not have a football team, but it did have a 50,000-watt radio station, and they were the flagship station for the local football team in town. Also, in my third year of college at Freed Hardman, we had a soccer team, and so I asked the program manager, would it be okay if we attempted to call soccer on the radio? I mean, nobody's ever done this at the collegiate level. And we called a couple of soccer games. I thought it was a success. I tried to make the broadcast sound amazing. And I just continued honing my craft and just continuing to improve as a broadcaster, even well after I graduated from Freed Hardman University. Took a little bit of a break from broadcasting. And I know that the misconception on me and my broadcasting career is that I just started 2 years ago. Well, that's absolutely not true. I've been doing broadcasting since 1999 when I left college the first time in 2002. I joined the military and deployed. I went back to college in 2006, and I was still calling games. I had a morning show on the radio station, and it led to my first job out of broadcasting, working for a minor league baseball team, the West Tennessee Diamond Jacks, a AA affiliate of the Chicago Cubs. This was the summer of 2006. Now, I've had some blunders in my broadcasting career, including being offered a job at a radio station that had no money, and they just couldn't hire me in the end. Then I realized how competitive this field was when I just continued putting my resume out there, sending it to every radio and TV station that I could think of, and I wouldn't even get a call back. And that was the most frustrating part of my broadcasting career. So 2006, I moved to Georgia, and this is where I started applying at 680 The Fan, 790 The Zone, CNN, TNT, the Rome Braves, the AJC. I started just wanting a job in media, and it didn't really matter what job I got. I eventually got a job at a sports marketing firm, and I realized it wasn't for me because I didn't want to wear a suit and try to work 12 hours a day without getting paid, and you're only getting paid commissions. Look, this is a grind, and I know this industry is hard to break into, but you got to have a plan B. You got to find a way to make a living, and sometimes you just got to do it because you love doing it. At this point, I did have a full-time job. It was the year 2009, and I was at lunch with some coworkers, and I've always expressed interest in talking about sports on the radio. I was living in the Atlanta market at the time, and a coworker told me, "Why don't you just do it?" I'm like, "What does that mean?" "Why don't you just record yourself talking about sports?" And a light bulb went off. And I started doing that. And then I ended up having a YouTube channel called The Richard Holdridge Show, where I would get on for about 15, 20 minutes talking about sports. I love doing it. And yeah, the show still exists. I mean, that content is still out there. But that's how I started getting better at being a sports broadcaster. I had a lot of practice. Also, I graduated from the Defense Information School in the military. So for 8 years, from 2006 to 2014, I was doing broadcasting just on the military side. So I didn't take a long break like a lot of people think I did. I was still doing some broadcasting. And then when I moved to Columbus in 2015, I was still doing the YouTube channel, but just not as much. And that's when later in life, I realized this is a market where I can thrive in, that I can come on the radio and just talk sports for free. I don't have to get paid. But that didn't happen. It wasn't until 2019 when I met Dukes and Bell at a remote in Atlanta, where I was talking to their producer, and I told him, "I would love to get into sports talk radio. I'm down in Columbus. It's a much smaller market than Atlanta, but I think that that is going to be the career I'm going to do when I stop working full time." Now, hear me this. 2019, I saw a flyer on Facebook where it said, "Are you interested in being in radio? Or do you love sports? Do you want to talk about sports on the radio?" Well, obviously, they're asking all the questions I'm going to say yes to. I went ahead and sent an audition tape, and I got an audition to be on 95.7 ESPN Radio 4 years ago to this day. And it was like a lifelong dream was coming true, because I was talking about sports on the radio, a radio station where people could actually listen to me. This was awesome. This was a dream come true. In the year 2020, I thought this is what I was going to do on the side. Still got a full-time job, but I really wanted to do this on the side, and it didn't really matter about the money because I already had a full-time job. Then a buddy of mine that I went to college with, he had a podcast called Tennessee Titans Talk. He was previewing the Super Bowl between the San Francisco 49ers and the Kansas City Chiefs. He knew I was a San Francisco 49ers fan, and he invited me on his podcast to talk about the Super Bowl. Obviously, I know everything there is to know about the San Francisco 49ers, and it was great radio. I asked him, this is really cool. How did you do this? And he showed me how to do a podcast. He took the time out of his schedule and showed me the platform to upload your audio, to edit your audio, to put effects. And the Sports Beat with Richard Holder was born. The first episode aired on January 31st, 2020. Now, back before it was on WQEE, the podcast was typically 15 to 30 minutes long. It wasn't a podcast where I spent a whole hour. In fact, in the beginning of the podcast, I didn't really have guests. The guests that actually helped me out in the beginning were family members. My first guest ever was my brother-in-law, Ryan Frederick, who's an awesome brother-in-law and loves sports. And then I've also had Rodney Pierre-Paul. He was a co-worker who loved the Atlanta Hawks. And Jenny Fisher was one of my first guests as well. I've also had Rob Frazier. He was my broadcasting colleague at Freed Harmon. We did many games together. The podcast was growing. And looking at the numbers that I had when I aired the podcast on January 31st, all the way up until March the 6th, 2020. Now, look at the timeline, because March the 6th, 2020, that was the last time I aired a podcast where I talked about sports. And we all know what happened March 11th, 2020. Simultaneously, at the same time, this was the weekend I'm supposed to be getting that call back to see who are they going to select to be the next co-host of Sports Unleashed with Reggie Reg and whoever replaced Bam. Obviously, the coronavirus changed the way we live. It also changed sports for about 2 months because we didn't even have sports for 2 months. I still did shows, but it was periodically. It was maybe once a week, twice a week. I was basically talking about the NFL draft. I was talking about NFL free agency. And then they started entertaining the idea of playing sporting events without fans. And then that is when I just continued doing my podcast, but it was less than 30 minutes. I would sometimes do it twice a week, three times a week. When fans returned in July, that's when I started doing my podcast a little bit more. But, you know, I'm going through my archives, and I didn't quite get to 100 episodes until the first milestone in the Sports Beat, my 100th episode, took place on October 13th, 2020. So the frequency of this podcast wasn't every day like I do now, but I was still dedicating 15 to 20 minutes just talking about the sports that went on. Now, my podcast originally, I wanted it to be a local podcast dedicated to Columbus sports. I was attending Columbus State basketball games. I was talking about the highlights. I was recapping the games. I didn't really get into high school football just yet, but this podcast was really a once a week, twice a week podcast all the way until 2021. So in 2021, my podcast didn't have any guests. I would just get on, talk about sports, had a little bit of production on it. And then around May of 2021, this is when I really started getting involved in local sports to Columbus, especially high school football, when I was offered the public address announcer job for Russell County football. I was excited because it gets me back into broadcasting, and I just love getting on the mic and describing the play to the audience that's there watching the game. My first game was August of 2021, and now my podcast is including high school football highlights. I'm there at the stadium doing the public address announcing for Russell County. I'm going to talk about the highlights of the game on my podcast. Now I have content to talk about. Still no guests just yet. But then I really had fun with my podcast when I got to talk about the Braves winning the World Series and what that meant to the city of Atlanta. And then Hall of Fame broadcaster Scott Miller, the voice of the Columbus State Cougars, he agreed to be on my podcast in December of 2021. That meant a lot to me. Now, this was a very young podcast that I didn't have a whole lot of episodes yet. It wasn't quite discovered just yet, but I was appreciative of Scott Miller coming on the show. And then I added some guests like Ben and Travis. Nathan Spies has been on. Michael Burkett has been on. And then Gabe Reynolds makes his debut on the podcast 2 years ago. And then Rob Frazier comes back on the podcast. Jenny Fisher. You know, the people in the beginning that believed in me, that wanted to help me get this thing going, I had them on as guests more frequently. Milestone number two, my 200th episode, aired on August 27th, 2021. It was only 14 minutes long, but I talked about high school football on this podcast. I was starting to get really involved. I started building relationships with some of the media members. And then on December 6th, 2021, I'll never forget this day. This is a day when I got a phone call from former Columbus Lions head coach Jason Gibson. Now, I had a relationship with Coach Gibson before. I knew him from Sports Unleashed. He would have a weekly coach's show talking about the Lions and talking about football. He was in the studio when I was in the studio for my audition. Felt like we had some chemistry going back and forth. Obviously, we loved football, and we were just going back and forth talking about football. So there was that relationship there. He knew that I was a broadcaster, and he offered me the play-by-play job for the Columbus Rapids. This was awesome. Obviously, I accepted it, and I was excited that I got to be a part of the indoor soccer team in Columbus. Played their first game on December the 30th, 2021. My first broadcast that I called was the Columbus Rapids taking on the Fayetteville Fury. They had a women's team and a men's team. This was on the NISL's YouTube channel. We're talking thousands of people have watched this broadcast, and now I'm starting to get viewership that kind of know who I am now, that I'm establishing myself as a broadcaster. And this really was 2 years ago I started establishing myself as a broadcaster. Wasn't getting paid, but that was okay. Sometimes you have to pay your dues in this industry. And you might take jobs where you don't get paid, but it eventually will pay off. It was about to. Because Ryan O'Neill, the station manager from WQEE 99.1 FM The Key out of Noonan, Georgia, contacted me and asked me, how would you like to have a radio show on this radio station? Obviously, I said yes. The first episode that was ever aired on WQEE took place on January 31st, 2022. Fast forward to March of 2022. My daughter is cheerleading for Campus Academy, and I'm there just watching her cheerleading practice. And I run into a broadcaster that I've seen around in town, but I wasn't really familiar with because I wasn't paying attention to broadcasting until 2020, and I didn't know just about everybody in the industry yet. That was when I ran into Thrift Behringer. He recognized me as the voice of the Columbus Rapids, and we built a relationship as far as broadcasting goes, because a couple weeks later, he asked if I wanted to be a guest on Sports Visions talking about the Columbus Rapids. I was honored, and the rest is history. The Columbus Rapids season was a success. That year one was fantastic. The Civic Center was just lively. I enjoyed doing the coach's show at El Carrizo every Monday night with Coach Eddie Miranda and Coach Miguel Galindo. And I started becoming known in Columbus as the voice of the Columbus Rapids. As the Rapids season came to a close, we were at Ivy Park, and Coach Gibson came up to me and asked me if I would like to be on the broadcast team for the Columbus Lions obviously, I said yes, and I was the color commentator for the play-by-play announcer for the Columbus Lions, Jared Dillard. That blossomed into, you know, a broadcasting relationship with Jared, where we also did a podcast dedicated to the Columbus Lions. I got to know some of the Lions. I've even had them on my podcast. And then Bill Evans reaches out to me and asks me if I want to do play-by-play for football in the fall of 2022. And that's when I did play-by-play for Russell County Smith Station in Glenwood on CTV Beam, building a relationship with Thrift Behringer and just having that broadcasting colleague, because him and DJ Jones were doing play-by-play for Sports Visions on Fridays as well. And then Thrift asked me if I wanted to help him call the Muskogee County Christmas Tournament and Border Wars in December of 2022. And then this is where my broadcasting career really took off, because year two of the Columbus Rapids, I was brought back on to be the play-by-play announcer. Now we have a weekly show we're doing at Ivy Park. I'm doing a show with General Manager Warren Fundevastasian. Lee Snow is producing it, and I'm starting to get eyeballs on me. My broadcasting career feels like it's taken off. And then one of the most disturbing things that I could recall in my broadcasting career happened, no fault of anybody's, but when the general manager of the Columbus Rapids decided to step down, it seemed like the dominoes just fell. And when they canceled that triple header series in March, the Columbus Rapids were supposed to be playing the Memphis Americans twice and then the Fayetteville Fury. I took time off from work. I was going to call all three of those games. Because that didn't happen, that pretty much derailed the season. And I felt like the writing was written on the wall. And I also felt that I called my final Columbus Rapids game. It was April of 2023. They were taking on the Tampa Bay Strikers. It was a Sunday afternoon. And first of all, I want to thank Lee Snow for just allowing my daughter to sit in the suites. And she got to go on the field and play soccer. I was very emotional that she got to do that and got to meet the Columbus Rapids players and got their autographs on a t-shirt. And part of me was thinking, is this an end of an era? But I also know that my broadcasting career was just beginning, because that is when Thrift Behringer invited me to help him call more games. And then a couple months later, the rest is history. Georgia-Alabama Sports Live was born. We're live streaming high school football games. We're doing coaches shows. It is carried over to live streaming high school basketball games. And he is inviting me on Sports Visions more frequently now. Now, it hasn't been perfect. There were some times in my broadcasting career where, you know, I wasn't perfect, but I always tried to stay professional as much as I can. I wanted to network as much as I can. I've gotten to know all the sportscasters in this town, and I just enjoy getting them on my podcast. Thrift's been on my podcast a lot. I mean, we do the Georgia Alabama Sports Live show. I've had Jack Patterson, Tyler Redmond, Jonathan Hoppe, Tony Reese. They've all been on my podcast. DJ Jones has been on my podcast. I really just appreciate everybody in Columbus that has helped me out and really helped my broadcasting career. But I'm going to go ahead and get back to the milestones, because this is fun. I actually enjoyed, 200 episodes? So, you know, I'm talking about my broadcasting career. Simultaneously, I'm doing the podcast along with calling games. And they go hand in hand. I'm calling games and I'm talking about it on my show. I got content for my show now. And that's one of the reasons why I love doing a podcast. And I was doing it 5 days a week. That half an hour from 5 to 5:30, right before Bryce Kuhn, it turned into an hour-long show that was from 2 to 3, right after Rod Peterson and right before Braves Country Today with Mac McGee and the Armchair Quarterbacks. And it's been an hour show ever since. I've actually produced enough content to give to the radio station for an hour show. Now, I've got a lot of stuff in the archives. There might not be a time where I can come up with an hour show And so sometimes there'll be a replay show. Sometimes there will be a best of show. But I'm giving the radio station an hour's worth of content to fill up the time and to give the sports content that you want to hear. And I really appreciate the audience up in Noonan that has listened to me for the last 2 years. Episode 300 aired January 26th, 2022. I remember because Sean Payton stepped down as the New Orleans Saints head coach. David Ortiz was elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame. And then, you know, episode 301, I had Jenny Fisher on as we previewed the 49ers-Rams NFC Championship game. At this point, this was when this show was about to come on the radio station. I started having daily guests, and I started building up content. But at this time, it was only a 30-minute show. No biggie. Episode 400 aired on June 21st, 2022. Justin Dale was on that show. We talked about an upcoming series between the San Francisco Giants and the Atlanta Braves. Talked about the pennant chase in 93. We talked about the 2002 wild card round. I started building my audience by getting Columbus Rapids players. I've got Michael Long Jr., Angela Daniels Culliver of the Georgia Vipers. I started getting coaches on my show like Lynette, Coach Clifford Story. I started bringing Dave Plata on. I had a feature where I had sports documentaries. And so the show has really taken off. And then my 500th episode, which I aired live from Ivy Park Sports and Grill. I had General Manager Warren Funivestasian and the Director of Marketing Amelia Salter on. That was a great show. And that was great that my 500th episode can be at Ivy. Episode 600, that took place April 12th, 2023. Columbus, Georgia Vipers point guard Cortez Chaney joined me for the show. All right, episode 700, which really wasn't that long ago. It took place on September 5th, 2023. It actually was a collaboration. I'd have my opening monologue and I'd talk about sports scores, and I would also air the Georgia-Alabama Sports Live show that Thrip Behringer and I do with special guest Rick Beach from Kutsu Sports. Also, I want to remind everybody that the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge is not the only podcast that I've done in my podcasting career. Matt Austin and I did a podcast called Columbus Rapids Weekly. We have several episodes out there. It's actually still out on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And then we had the Lions Den. Jared Dillard and I did a podcast dedicated to the Columbus Lions. I also attempted to do a podcast dedicated to my alma mater at Freed-Hardeman, but I wasn't getting anybody listening, and I thought that maybe I could build a market for Freed-Hardeman students because I still follow FHU athletics, and it was just a great platform to talk about Freed-Hardeman athletics. But you know, doing these little podcasts, it is always important to just stick to what you know. Stick to your pride and passion, and that has been the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge. Now, even though I do the Georgia-Alabama Sports Live show with Thrip Behringer, I also do the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, and that's why I included that the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge is presented by Georgia-Alabama Sports Live. So 4 years later, I'm almost at 800 episodes. In fact, the episode right now that I'm airing is episode 780. So 20 more episodes. Hopefully I'll reach my 800th episode just in time for the Super Bowl. That is just another great milestone. And I hope to get to 1,000. I mean, I want to give the content that you deserve, and I want to continue putting that content out because I love talking about sports, but I also am a professional broadcaster, and I want to do a good job presenting the content that you deserve. Look, I'm not a fanboy. I'm not somebody who's a big sports fan that got a big break that got on the air. I'm a legitimate broadcaster that's been in this industry for over 20 years. Say what you want. I might be a little salty. I might be extra motivated, but I had some hard times, and there were times where I felt like giving up, but I know what I love doing, and I just want to continue doing it simultaneously, calling games on Georgia-Alabama Sports Live, and talking about sports here on the Sports Beat. Well, that's all the time I have today. I hope you're enjoying your Saturday. I'll talk to you Monday. Good night, everybody.
You've been listening to another episode of the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live. You can catch an episode daily on WQEE 99.1 FM The Key, Monday through Friday from 2 to 3 p.m. This is a podcast that covers local sports to the Chattahoochee Valley. If you would like to catch a replay of the show, you can download an episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I hope you have a great rest of your day.